From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. officials are promising a very direct conversation with Chinese officials during a high-level annual dialogue that continues Tuesday in Washington. Cybersecurity, China's disputed maritime claims, and bilateral efforts to combat climate change are among the main topics expected to be raised during the meetings. The talks opened Monday with a series of wide-ranging strategic security dialogue meetings, which a senior State Department official described as frank. Meanwhile, the official Chinese news agency Xinhua said the two sides held an in-depth exchange of views on issues of common concern and said they agreed to continue working to promote trust and improve relations. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the United States will rely on a combination of military and non-military tools to counter Russian aggression in Ukraine. He spoke Monday in Berlin before traveling to Estonia for meetings with the defense ministers of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, which were forcibly incorporated into the former Soviet Union. Carter said the United States will contribute special operations forces, intelligence, and other military assets to a new NATO rapid reaction force, in part to help Europe counter any Russian aggression. South Sudan has declared a cholera outbreak following the deaths of 18 people and at least 170 recorded cases in recent days. Sudan's health minister told reporters that the outbreak began in a crowded United Nations refugee camps in the capital of Juba. That's where tens of thousands of people have sought refuge from the civil war. He said the first case was recorded on June 1st. This is VOA News. A banking official says the European Central Bank has increased the amount of emergency liquidity that Greek lenders can draw on. It's the second time it has done so in 2 days. The ECB held a teleconference Tuesday morning and agreed on the increase, the official said, but declined to provide a figure. The official spoke on condition of anonymity as the decision was not publicly announced. Australia is trying to confirm reports that two of its most wanted Islamic State fighters have been killed in Iraq. The families of Khalid Sharif and Mohamed Elamar have told Australian media that the pair died in a drone attack on the city of Mosul in the past week. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Khalid Sharif and Mohamed Elamar have become the faces of Australian extremism in the Middle East. 10 years ago, Sharif was jailed for his part in the biggest terrorism conspiracy Australia has ever seen. He gained international notoriety last year when he posted pictures on Twitter showing his 7-year-old son holding the severed head of what was thought to have been a Syrian soldier. Elamar, too, had an active presence on social media and had also been photographed holding the severed heads of pro-Syrian troops. Officials in Canberra say they're working to verify reports of the men's deaths in Iraq. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Sieges by Syrian government forces, rebel fighters, and Islamic State militants are having a devastating effect in a conflict that shows no signs of abating, according to UN investigators Tuesday, as they delivered their latest assessment of the crisis in Syria. Paolo Pinedo, the head of the UN Commission's of Inquiry on Syria, told the Human Rights Council in Geneva, "There is a little attempt to adhere to international law, as most, if not all, the warring parties carrying out indiscriminate attacks in areas populated by civilians. The result," he said, "is a level of trauma that cannot be underestimated." An international rights organization has called on European Union nations to better provide for children from Afghanistan, Syria, and other nations seeking asylum in Europe. Human Rights Watch released a report saying many children who have fled Afghanistan to avoid recruitment by the Taliban or conscription by the Syrian army are traveling alone to refugee centers where they can be held for weeks while awaiting space in children's shelters. A democracy advocacy group says that freedoms across Europe are increasingly under attack by authoritarian states. In a report released Tuesday, the Washington-based Freedom House assessed 29 countries across Central Europe and Eurasia and said nearly half suffered downgrades in their democracy scores. The project director from the report said Eurasia's authoritarian regimes are warning people. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.